today, but this is something I've been thinking about that these ladies I feel sure could answer for me.
Sure.
So here goes. I'm going to try to say this right. If you live in a, let's say, a very nice area of town, and the houses like on the block on the one side of you are in really great, good condition, the houses on the other block is all like in really good condition, but one of the houses there is, I mean, it's not falling down, but it's not in good condition. It definitely, if you see it, you know that it needs help. Definitely, it definitely needs help. How much, I hope I'm saying this right, how much would that go toward depreciating the value of, say, one of the really nice homes on the block if they wish to put theirs up for sale? Plus, what other things, other than the house on that block not being in good condition, what other things might there be on a block or in a neighborhood or in an area that would cause the value of a house to be depreciated? Does that make sense?
Yep, yes.
Okay, well then I'll hang up and I have my radio on and I'll just listen to the answers and then you can tell me about how that house on the block would maybe depreciate the others and what other things would depreciate it, okay?
Thank you, Donna.
Okay, thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Ladies, what do you think?
Well, first of all, I would like to buy that house. If it's
you
in
would.
A nice location and it needs some work and all the other houses are nice, that's the house somebody wants to buy right away.
But for the uninitiated, she and her husband have flipped a bunch of these houses in the past.
Yes. So as far as how it impacts the other houses, I mean, if it's just one outlier, it may not hurt it much at all because people probably think, you know, that it's probably going to get bought up at some point. Because there's usually a reason why it's not being taken care of, and eventually it gets to be bothersome to the actual owner, whether it's, you know, they have to maintain the grass or it needs repairs, that kind of thing. I don't know. I have, like, answers for other questions, but...
Well, yeah, and I would say it hurts if you had one beautiful home, all the other homes around you were in bad condition, it would pull your house down a lot more than having just one house with all the other ones in good condition, if that makes sense to someone.
And also, I don't know exactly where the house is at, but I mean, I do know blocks in Altoona. I mean, you can have three or four really nice houses.
Uh-huh.
You can have a house that's literally like in the teens or, you know, $8,000-$10,000 and stuff.
Yeah.
And then like lots of in between. So it does seem that people are willing to put up with that depending on where the location is.
Yeah, I mean, I've talked to a number of people on whether it was about real estate values or something, but just in general, in and around Altoona, they'll say there's always that one guy. And by the way, where I grew up, there was that one guy down the road from us where every house was very nice. It was not a richy-rich area. It is now because all of Long Island is. But the house was a disaster. And I'm sure it pulled down the values on the houses on either side, but it just goes to show you think, oh, you know, this is an Altoona problem. No, it can be anywhere.
And it kind of depends, like, does the house just look bad? You know, like maybe it has wood with peeling paint and that kind of thing. Or is it more an issue of someone's living there and they're sticking garbage out and they never get rid of their garbage? Like that might be something that ends up being more of an issue.
The famous sofa on the porch.
Well, I mean, even mean more so like garbage bags with like food that mice or wild animal might get in. Like that, I think, is going to hurt it more than it just looks a little dilapidated.
The thing that would drive me crazy is, and I know there are people that have complained about this to us on the station, is that, you know, they'll sit there and they'll keep up their house. So do most of their neighbors. But there, again, is that one guy who will never mow his lawn, who will have the paint peeling. He's got the tarp on the roof for 5 years now because he's not replaced the roof yet. And somehow, codes doesn't bother him. But let you put like a chair out on your porch that a neighbor's going to pick up later each day.
Yeah, I've fallen victim to that.
Yeah.
In fact, I think I talked to the code officer that was the code officer for that area, and we were kind of laughing about it. He's like, yeah, I remember that block.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, it is going to affect it, but it just depends on the individual situation. And it depends what people are willing to put up with, like you said.
And if it's the grass or the, you know, landscaping, bushes, something like that, I mean, me personally, if they were at least friendly and willing to talk, I always try to be friends with my neighbors because I'd rather get along with my neighbors than not, because you're way better off that way. Mm-hmm. But I would, you know, offer to mow the grass or, you know, send my son over to mow it, and I'd be willing to weed it if they would let me. I mean,
in fact, there's a little story. When Cinnamon lived in Pittsburgh, she put it upon herself to go over and pull weeds out of the neighbor's yard, and they were there along the borderline. Mm-hmm. They weren't real happy about it, even though she was trying to help them out to improve the looks of her home.
Well, I did actually tell them that I was looking at it, and they weren't. They actually had a fence, like they never really accessed the area. There was my mm-hmm. walkway, and then a retaining wall, and the pin. There was a survey pin. Oh, I knew when I bought the house, there was a reason the survey pin was there. Someone had to pay for the retaining wall, and then they owned a little bit, but they never accessed it.
Yeah.
And she gave me a hard time one day, and I was like, you know what? I said, you can come over here and weed it, or I'm going to keep on weeding it. And that was the end of it.
Well,
there's your good neighbor policy.
Another thing I want to add, like she was saying earlier about garbage bags, and I agree too, if it's just like the roof needs repaired or there's chipping paint, but the outside is all cleaned up, I think if there's junk everywhere, and especially garbage, I think that'll help bring the value of the other homes down more than if it just needs like a new roof, new paint, maybe some new windows, that sort of thing.
Yeah, sad but true. We have to take a break here. One more short segment when we get back on WRTA 3.
The opinions you hear on WRTA are the hosts, callers, and guests, and are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or advertisers.
Hey, guys and gals, head to Woody's on the Boulevard.
Same great hoagies,
fries,
wings,
salads,
appetizers,
including Woody's loaded fries.
And their famous dressing that puts them on the dining map.
Dine in,
take out,
or call for delivery.
814-201-2041.
Open Monday through Saturday,
11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Head for Woody's on the Boulevard.
Same great food,
new name.
3305 Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Altoona.
Fun in the sun.
The world's been waiting for months. Your wait is over. Five-star Mitsubishi Altoona announces the brand new, completely redesigned, bigger, better, badder 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander. Unbelievably sexy with new interior and exterior design. Greater space for both passengers and cargo. Unsurpassed technology and connectivity. Plus, the best warranty on the planet. In stock now and ready for immediate delivery. Your new 2022 Outlander is waiting. Five-star Mitsubishi Altoona. No one stocks more, no one sells for less. Did you get all that? Let me just tell you one more time. Five-star Mitsubishi Altoona announces the brand new, completely redesigned, bigger, better, badder 2022 Mitsubishi Outlander. Unbelievably sexy with new interior and exterior design. Plus, the best warranty on the planet. In stock now and ready for immediate delivery. Your new 2022 Outlander is waiting.
Five-star Mitsubishi Altoona. Doesn't get better than this.
See dealer for details.
It's another tap takeover at the U.S. Hotel tonight. The Oldest Brewing Company takes over the taps from 6 until 8 to give you a taste of their brews. Paired plates will be available to order. There's live music with Greg Burley. The Blair Regional YMCA says get active now for summer. Lard butt. Early registration is going on for the 2022 summer camp. Go to blairregionalymca.org for more details. This list of great events brought to you by, amongst others, Keller Engineers, Borough Coffee, S&A Homes, Holiday Pools and Spas, Blair Mill Outlet, and Epic Pyrotechnics. There's always something happening in Hollidaysburg.
Are you a great home remodeler or carpenter? Do you have experience installing windows and doors? Renewal by Anderson is growing and needs to hire 5 installation crews by the end of the month. Industry. Renewal by Anderson needs skilled craftsmen to install for the most reputable window and door company here in West Central PA. As a Renewal by Anderson installer, you'll have steady year-round work. They line up all your jobs for you. They pay for all your materials. And you could qualify for a $5,000 signing bonus. A lot of their current installers left other jobs to make more money installing for them. Renewal by Anderson must hire 5 installation crews by the end of the month. Ask about their $5,000 signing bonus and call 814-228-8300. 814-228-8300. That's 814-228-8300.
Okay, so we got the chorizo dumplings, the cucumber empanadas.
Sarah's food truck is popping off.
Come on, guys, let's pick it up, all right?
But if she doesn't find a new chef, her truck will be stuck.
Carl quit this morning, so Jessica, I'm going to need you on the fryer.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Today's real good news comes from God's Word, the Bible, from the last chapter in the book of Matthew. The Word of God says, "In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn towards the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his fear of him the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you." Today's Real Good News is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church of Tyrone.
When you want local talk, there's only one place to get it. Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
Colony Realty Group Limited, Money Talks, Dorothy Colony, Cinnamon Colony, Chapman. Just a few more minutes left, and the ladies wanted to try to answer a little bit more of the previous question here.
Well, we were asked negative things that could impact, like, the whole block, I guess, or neighborhood. Just things that I came up with: a steep hill, commercial influences, lack of parking, especially if there's not a lot of off-street parking, and then, you know, maybe you can only park on one side of the street or something like that. A lot of traffic on a street could impact it. Mm-hmm. A railroad, although there are people that specifically seek out the railroad. So, you know.
Really, yeah, you were telling me about one during the break there. That's cool.
Yeah, I had a guy who lived, I think, in New York City, and he was obsessed with the railroad. He, you know, had researched the history on it and, you know, visited different things, railroad museum, anybody?
Mm-hmm.
But he wanted a house right along the railroad. So when he found one, he bought it. And then I ended up renting it out for him until he was ready to retire and move in it.
Another thing would be in a flood zone, whether or not it's in a flood zone.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's a big thing.
And you can check that on Realtor.com. Speaking, we have the houses that you talked about on the Facebook pages for WRT83 and the Colony page as well. Your website is?
ColonyRealtyGroup.net.
And the phone number is?
814-696-9500. The key to your new home.
Dorothy Colony, Cinnamon Colony, Chapman. Next Thursday, we have Dial and Deal tomorrow, and we have the Altoona Curve on the way, 4:15 for the doubleheader, and a little bit of Dana Lash just before that on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA. Take care. Thanks for listening.
Extending their broad losses, knocked down by a jump in Treasury yields. Just ahead of the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 437 points, the S&P 500 lower by 68, and the NASDAQ Composite has slid 286. It's sounding more and more like central bankers will raise target interest rates by a half percentage point at their May policy meeting. Speaking at an International Monetary Fund panel today, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell reiterated that the Fed is determined to do whatever is necessary to bring down on inflation, so an increase of 50 basis points will be on the table next month. A couple of days after we learned that Netflix reported losing subscribers in the first part of the year, comes word that HBO Max continues to pick up paid viewers. Former parent company AT&T this morning said HBO and HBO Max had 76.8 million subscribers at the end of March, an increase of 3 million from the holiday quarter, and that's a jump of 12.8 million year over year. That's your money now.
I tend to second guess dinner.
Blair County's Talk Authority, 98.5 FM and 1240 AM, WRTA Altoona, a service of Lightner Communications.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden says the Russians are setting the stage for the next phase of the war.
And the United States and our allies and partners are moving as fast as possible to continue to provide Ukraine the forces that they need, the weapons they need, the equipment they need, their forces need to defend their nation.
President says he's approved an additional $800 million in military aid. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, told the Salem Radio Network the president is following up on his past warnings to Vladimir Putin.
President Biden may not allow any Russian ships, flagships, to come into U.S. ports. We're not going to impose new economic sanctions on individuals and others. So the screws are really being tightened around his neck.
And today's announcement builds on the roughly $2.6 billion in U.S. military assistance that's already been given. The total number of Americans collecting unemployment benefits has fallen to its lowest level since 1970.
New claims for jobless aid edged down last week, with 184,000 Americans filing applications. 2 years after the coronavirus pandemic plunged the economy into a brief but devastating recession, American workers are now enjoying extraordinary job security. Weekly applications for unemployment aid broadly track with layoffs and have been consistently below the pre-pandemic level of 225,000 for weeks.
That has been Thomas reporting. Tesla has reported first quarter net earnings more than seven times greater than the same time period a year ago. The electric vehicle and solar panel company reported strong sales despite global supply chain problems and pandemic-related production cuts in China. Tesla made a record $3.32 billion in the first quarter. On Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow was down 368 points, the NASDAQ down 278. More from townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985,
Wells on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a Radio PA News update. A joint House and Senate hearing featured testimony from emergency medical service providers in western Pennsylvania. But as Tory Gates reports, their problems reflect issues agencies are facing statewide.
The House and Senate Democratic Policy Committees heard from several EMS company leaders who detailed systemic issues ranging from lack of and aging equipment and infrastructure, the change from volunteers to career employment, and the pandemic. They also noted a financial shift in responsibility from the federal government to the states and counties in recent decades. Lawmakers also blamed a lack of action by the General Assembly to assist EMS companies.
PA Department of Environmental Protection Secretary Patrick McDonnell says an executive order recently signed by Governor Tom Wolf deals with pollution in communities of color in Pennsylvania.
We unfortunately have no shortage of examples across the Commonwealth of instances where residents and communities throughout Pennsylvania bear disproportionate environmental burdens of pollution from environmental racism, exacerbated through policies and practices like redlining and gentrification.
Pollution from power plants, landfills, and similar facilities disproportionately affects communities of color, and the new policy offers ways it can be reduced. A bill which encourages responsible solar generation development in Pennsylvania has been passed by the state Senate. Supporters say the solar industry requested the bill, which would establish decommissioning and financial requirements for solar generation projects and protection for landowners. But Senator Steve Santacero says not everyone in the solar industry supports the bill.
I have been in contact with some who are not, precisely because they see it as having their industry singled out, making solar energy more expensive in Pennsylvania.
And the average price for a gallon of regular gas in Pennsylvania is $4.20, up 3 cents in the last week. I'm Mark Sims, and you're up to date from Radio PA.
We'll see some evening showers, but otherwise partly cloudy for tonight, low 47. Tomorrow, mild, high 64. Tomorrow night, overcast with a low of 48. On Saturday, variable cloudiness with a shower in the area, high 67. Clear skies for Saturday night, low 53. And on Sunday, mostly sunny, the high 81. I'm AccuWeather's Grace Muratori on Talk Radio 98.9 WRTA.
Nightly, it's Red Eye Radio with Gary McNamara.
They're a mess right now. You think about across the board, the Democratic Party is a mess, led by their leader, who is a mess.
And Eric Harley.
Incompetent mess.
Taking your calls on politics, social issues, and news of the day. Don't miss a show.
Red Eye Radio, overnights at 1 on WRTA.
This program on WRTA has been pre-recorded. No calls are being taken at this time.
It's about teaching about gender identity. And so what do you do if a parent or a kid, should I say, a kid in one of these elementary schools says, what about Sally? Sally has two moms. Or I'm not sure if I'm a girl or a boy. I mean, these are kids who are experiencing, these moments in their lives. I also think that these are not... There's not a big record of there being either sex education or extensive gender identity education in these schools. And this is cudgel about an issue that I don't think exists.
Except it does. But why are you against it? Yeah, why are you against it? It doesn't exist, but we're against it. I mean, it doesn't exist, but we're so against it. And you people are killing gays. And you're probably Hitler. But it doesn't exist. Yeah, okay, stop. I'm just so done. Welcome back to the show. I'm Dana Lash. I'm all salty.
Also, if the kid
lovable curmudgeon.
If the kid's asking the teacher, like, about Sally's two moms, or, you know, I don't know if I'm a boy or a girl, then the teacher just says, hey, you may want to talk to your parents about that.
What is so hard about, why don't you talk to your parents about this? Who are you, teach? Just stop. You realize that, dude, I honestly think that some people on the left really believe that when you send, because I know they do, when you send your kids to school, that you're giving them up. Here, you take them. That's not how this works. Good heavens. Welcome back to the show. As I said, I'm aggravated at a couple different things, because I was just telling you, there's like this bit on the right, and there's a number of people that are saying this, and I've seen people talk about Salted Earth campaigns and everything else, and, you know, where it concerns Disney and this, and, you know, this. The bottom line is that parents have every right to
be able to determine what their kids learn and what they don't learn, when they learn it, and what tone they learn it, and them sending their children to public schools is not abdication of their duty or their parental sovereignty. It's not. And I sure as hell am not going to be lectured to about, you know, reckonings or vengeance or anything else by people who were fine with saying that these parents were literally murdering gay people because they wanted to have just they wanted to have their consent. The parents just wanted to be able to give consent. And apparently, according to the left, if you're expected, if you have to ask a parent for permission, then that's literally just like killing gay people. It's literally killing the gays. So that's where I'm at. I was telling my husband a little earlier, I get so aggravated. I get aggravated by both sides. I don't want to get aggravated, you know, by some people on my own side. But I just want to, you know, the people who were like, don't go too hard. These are the same people who lectured us when I was one of the founders of the modern day Tea Party. These are the same people who lectured us about being too aggressive and too loud and too uncompromising and all of this other stuff. And they sat in their ivory tower think tanks and they wrote these edicts and they're like self-appointed consciousness, a self-appointed consciousness for the, or conscience rather, for the GOP, self-appointed bouncer. I never saw these people in the street canvassing. I never saw them in a phone bank. I never saw them at a fundraiser. I never saw them at anything. I never saw them at any event to do any kind of outreach. These people didn't come from the streets. They came from the halls of academia after they left their blue blood family homes. And then they did. There very much is that strain within the right. There's that strain exactly too in the left. Those typically are my people. I get aggravated. Because I see the people who do the least amount of work try to lecture all of us who do the heavy lifting. And I get pretty damn Dagny Taggart about that. So, there it is. All right. The masks. I was telling you that the Biden administration, stupidly, is going to sue and try to get the mask. They're actually going to try to get the mask mandate, I guess, reinstated. I don't think that they're going to be successful in doing this, number one. And number two, why? 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 It's endemic, and it doesn't do anything. They're going to do it anyway, right before elections. And speaking of which, crystal ball, Sabato crystal ball, the analysis from UVA, centerforpolitics.org, which is pretty reliable. They're predicting that Republicans are going to take the Senate. Go ahead, Biden. You know what? Please try to contest the removal of the mask mandate. Kane, we're here for this, right?
Yes, ma'am.
We are here for this. We're here for it. I'm all about it. Fight. I want to see it because I want them to lose the Senate. I'm all for it. The House seats, a lot of those Senate races, these are a little bit different in terms of the strategy, obviously, that goes into Senate campaigns, because House districts, a lot of that can be already determined by how they're districted. This is why there's all these fights over gerrymandering, et cetera, et cetera. So the Center for Politics, a.k.a. what they call Crystal Ball, there are three other things to consider when it comes to the Senate. National Republican Senatorial Committee Chairman Rick Scott. That his name would be so much cooler if it was Rock. Rick! A lot of people are fans of him and not fans of him. It's like very divided. Have you noticed that? They either like him or they hate him. He's got to roll out of his own agenda. and all kinds of stuff. Fundraising, dominance displayed by three of the most vulnerable Senate Democrat incumbents. The most vulnerable Democrats, Catherine Cortez Masto out of Nevada. She's running against Adam Laxalt. She also apparently has like seven Title 42. And also she's, yay, defund the police. No, but don't. But yes, no, yes, no. Is yes, maybe is like the official stance on that. She's kind of all over the board with everything because she's too terrified to take a position because Laxalt is now outpolling her. And then you have Raphael Warnock down in Georgia, who he calls himself Reverend, which just goes to show you that anyone can be a Reverend. I'm going to identify as Dr. Reverend Biologist from now on. Is it Dr. Reverend, Reverend Doctor? That sounds like, why is that not its own little Marvel series that Disney Plus can ruin? Where's that at? And then nobody knows what Trump's going to do. And then there's some questionable, a lot of people are upset over his endorsement of Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania, who apparently is not a Second Amendment guy. Normally.
Welcome to this presentation of Altoona Curve Baseball.
Hey, make your way to Curve PA.
Future Pirates play here. Altoona Curve Baseball is brought to you by Breeze Line, Superior Detailing, Roto-Rooter, 5-Star Mitsubishi, Yingling, Toyota, the Greater Altoona Career and Technology Center, Bex Maintenance, Out of the Park Baseball 23, UPMC Health Plan, Lake Raystown Resort and Lodge, the Firehouse Pizza Family Chill and Grill, Rolls Meat Market, Aircon Engineering, Olinger Brothers, Edgar Snyder and Associates, Link Computer Services, Quality Inn and Suites, Boutique Air, and Kunzler Meats. Now let's head to the park for the People's Natural Gas pregame show with John Moses and Preston Shoemaker.
Hey, make your way to Curve PA.
Pleasant good evening and welcome to game number 11 and 12 of Altoona Curve Baseball. Today is the AA affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Your Altoona Curve continue a six-game series with the New Hampshire Fisher Cats, AA affiliate of the Toronto Blue Jays. Today from People PA, pleasant good afternoon, everyone. I'm John Moses. Doug Herendeen is with us back in the flagship studios at Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA. Preston Shoemaker will join us in just a moment. Yesterday, New Hampshire completed a comeback victory over Altoona in 10 innings. Curve led 3-0 after two innings yesterday, thanks to a solo home run from Jack Sawinski to the opposite field, and then a two-run blast from Will Matheson in the second. However, Spencer Horwitz hit a two-run home run off of Travis McGregor in the third inning, drew even on an RBI single from Zach Cook in the seventh, and then the game moved on into extra innings. And in the 10th, a passed ball on Altoona's catcher Carter Binns allowed the placed runner Zach Cook to advance to third base, and then Spencer Horwitz drove him in with a high bouncing ball to the shortstop, and Altoona not able to rally back at all in the 10th inning. Back-to-back strikeouts by Peguero and Frazier, and then Jared Triolo flying out to deep left field to end the ballgame. A bit of a frustrating 4-3 defeat for Altoona yesterday. Preston and I were talking about this earlier today, just sitting around up here in the broadcast booth, and, you know, Altoona has scored first in a game 7 times this year, and they've only won twice. It is a bit staggering to consider that Altoona is continually out to leads and not able to finish the job. Curve, when leading after 7 innings, are 3-1, so they are able to hang on to leads, but, you know, you've had a couple of games that have been tied going into extras, and a couple of other games that have seen Altoona surrender a lead. And, you know, it's part of the story for this pitching staff here in the early season for Altoona, serving up a lot of home run balls. The Curve have allowed a home run in 6 consecutive games, at least one in that time frame. They've surrendered 18 and all, tied for the 6th most by a pitching staff in all of minor league baseball. It is the most home runs allowed by an Eastern League team. And get this, each team that ranks ahead of the Curve home runs allowed have played more games than Altoona, and have done so at a slower rate than the Curve have. Altoona's allowed 18 home runs in 10 games here on the young season. But turning our attention here to today, Altoona looking to pick up a couple of victories. break this brief three-game losing streak for the Curve as they have dropped a couple in a row here, the final couple games of that series in Richmond, and then the series opener here yesterday afternoon. And the Curve have their stars on the mound in the top of the rotation coming through here with Carmen Majinski slated to start here in Game 1, Mike Burrows here in Game 2. And Preston, as we begin the third trip through the rotation for Altoona, crossing our fingers that we can see guys will go a little bit deeper into games.
Yeah, it's going to be helpful, I think. You get these starters that have settled into a decent groove, especially a guy like Mike Burrows, who's yet to allow a run in his first two starts, going that four inning, and you kind of take that cap off of the four inning threshold and let them kind of go into games and develop and see how they kind of stretch themselves out. I think that'll be helpful for Altoona, given the amount of talented starters in this rotation, especially at the front end with guys like Luis Ortiz and Majinski and Burrows, you know, getting those guys that opportunity to stretch out into the fifth and as we continue to go, maybe even longer into games, it's certainly going to help, I think, for this pitching staff.
On the opposite side for the New Hampshire Fisher Cats today, Joey Murray slated to start here in Game 1, opposed by right-hander Nick Fraze here in Game 2. Couple of seven-inning games here at People's Natural Gas Field today. It is a bit chilly, a bit cloudy conditions. However, we are clear to play baseball tonight without any rain. It was, you know, a bit rainy throughout the day. Tarp came off about 2:30 here this afternoon, and even though gray conditions persist, we're looking at a game-time temperature right around 50, 52 degrees, and we're expecting it to warm up as the week and the weekend arrive here in Altoona. It should be a really nice Saturday and Sunday here at the ballpark. Be sure to join us. We've got a lot of fun promotions on the calendar. You can find that information at altoonacurve.com. You're listening to the People's Natural Gas pregame show. People's is the largest, providing reliable, low-cost natural gas service to more than 700,000 customers in Western Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Kentucky. Learn more at peoples-gas.com. We'll step aside for a moment, continue our preview of today's doubleheader when we return. This is the U.S. Foods Curve Radio Network.
Baseball fans, make your way to Curve PA to enjoy Kunstler and Junietta brand hot dogs and sausages all season long. Plus, don't forget every Thursday at the ballpark is $1 hot dog day. Bring the family and feed everyone with $1 Kunstler and Junietta brand hot dogs during every Thursday home game. Then stop by your local supermarket and ask for Kunstler's new bacon rollers. Delicious hot dogs rolled in everyone's favorite bacon. Baseball, hot dogs, apple. Well, you know the rest. And really, it's only the first two that matter. Enjoy them both with Kunstler and Junietta Brands, the official hot dogs of the Altoona Curve.
Your home's air conditioning system could be costing you more than you realize. It may be broken down and ready to be replaced. Now you can cut costs and stay cool this summer with a highly efficient York air conditioning system from Aircon Engineering. Contact your HVAC contractor, and with Aircon's partnership subject to approval, bundle your total air conditioning project into one affordable payment. Aircon Engineering is a wholesale distributor of HVAC equipment and parts through the HVAC trade only.
Aircon Engineering, life feels better with comfortable performance all day long, year after year.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is Altoona Curve Baseball. Pre-game coverage continues right now on the U.S. Foods Curve Radio Network.
Teams 2 and 3 of their six-game series here at PNG Field tonight. We're going to play 2 7-inning games with about 30-ish minutes between games of the doubleheader today. 2 7-inning games to make up our snow out from Tuesday here in Altoona. And, you know, here's something that's strange. We were talking to David Korzenowski, one of the members of the Fisher Cats broadcast team who is here covering New Hampshire this week. And he was saying this is already the third doubleheader of the season for New Hampshire, which is mind-boggling to me because it is April 21st.
Weather has not been cooperative across the league. That's the one easy way to put that. But This is game number 11 for these Fisher Cats and three doubleheaders already. I mean, that's pretty remarkable, and we're fortunate enough that this is the first, and cross your fingers that it'll be the last of the season.
Yeah, their game on the 14th of April against Hartford was postponed because of rain. They played a doubleheader on the 15th and then postponed again on Saturday. The 16th ended up playing two with the Hartford Yard Goats on Easter Sunday. And the Fisher Cats are 3-1 on the young season in doubleheader games. That was an area that Altoona struggled a year ago in doubleheaders. Preston, it just felt like Altoona could never quite finish off the clean sweep of a doubleheader.
Yeah, a lot of splits last year, a couple of times where the Curve saw themselves swept in those doubleheaders. And, you know, new regime coming in this season. Going to be exciting to kind of see how they put things together. It's been a staggering start to this year, but you got two good starters on both ends of this doubleheader today. You got an offense that you know can hit the baseball. I think it's coming down to a confidence thing for these guys. And if they can get settled in and find a little bit of a groove and let your guys on the mound really deliver you solid outings, you're going to be able to string some wins together. This is a team that is certainly much more talented than the way this season has opened up, and it's just a matter of time for them to find that switch to flip and turn around.
We'll step aside one more time, and when we return, we will have the Toyota starting lineups as well as the University Orthopedics Injury Report. This is the U.S. Foods Curve Radio Network.
U.S. Foods has long been part of your community. We're not just the trusted food service partner for your restaurants, schools, and health neighbors, family, and friends. And because things have changed around here, we've simply done what all of us have had to do. We've adapted, but we haven't left. And we're not going anywhere. In fact, we're still hiring. See the open positions at usfoods.com/careers. U.S. Foods, we help you make it.
UPMC Health Plan and the Altoona Curve share a dedication to excellence and know the importance of good health. When it comes to wellness, UPMC Health Plan hits a home run. On or off the field, teamwork and commitment to ongoing improvement are a winning combination. UPMC Health Plan is committed to your health and helping you have a healthy future.
Successful baseball teams are made up of talented players, experience, and a good manager. You should expect the same from your IT solution provider. Link Computer Corporation is the area's largest IT service provider with 40 years of experience. Our staff of 100 IT professionals will help you design and implement a resilient network while making sure your data is secured and proactively managed. Ask us about a free network and security assessment. Visit us at linkcorp.com.
This is Altoona Curve Baseball. It's time for the University Orthopedics Injury Report and the Toyota starting lineups.
Doubleheader coming down the pike today between Altoona and New Hampshire. This is game 2 and 3 of the 6-game series between these two. Time now for the University Orthopedics Injury Report. Team positions for your Altoona Curve, ensuring the players and you receive the best treatment and care available. Right-hander Quinn Priester is on the IL for Altoona. He's got an oblique issue which popped up at the end of spring training. However, did see some news trickle out of Pittsburgh that it looks like he is starting to progress in his throwing. While he has yet to throw off a mound, it is good to see. And the news that Priester is on his way back, starting to throw on a regular basis. University Orthopedics Injury Report. University Orthopedics, your comeback, it starts right here. Time now for the Toyota starting lineups.
Beginning with the visiting New Hampshire Fisher Cats. They are 7-3 coming into the contest here today and managed by Cesar Martin. Leading off at second base is Tanner Morris. Batting second in left field is Rafael Lantigua. Batting third at third base, number two prospect in the Blue Jays system, Orelvis Martinez, is back in that three-hole tonight. Spencer Horwitz, the first baseman, bats fourth. Horwitz, a two-run homer in yesterday's contest. Sebastian Espino, the right fielder, will make his first appearance of the series, batting fifth in right field. Batting sixth, the designated hitter, Phil Clark. Batting seventh is the shortstop, Luis De Los Santos. Batting eighth and doing the catching is Ryan Gold. And batting ninth in center field is Stuart Baroa, with the right-hander Joey Murray on the mound in game one of the doubleheader for the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. Now, the starting lineup for your Altoona Curve, 3-7 coming into the contest and managed tonight by Kyron Madison. Leading off in right field is Connor Scott, batting second at second base, Nick Gonzalez. Batting third, the designated hitter, is Jack Sawinski. At shortstop, Leover Piguero bats fourth. Lolo Sanchez, the center fielder, bats fifth. Jared Triolo at third base bats sixth. Blake Sable will do the catching tonight. He bats seventh. Tucapita Marcano back in left field tonight, batting eighth. And Will Matheson will bat ninth, playing first base in the first game of the doubleheader. And on the mound for Altoona is Carmen Majinski, making his third start of the campaign.
A little bit of Pirates roster news has just trickled out here in the last couple of minutes. Right-hander Rowanzi Contreras was optioned to AAA Indianapolis. And the Pirates selected right-hander Chase DeYoung to their 40-man roster and to the active roster. And in a corresponding move, right-hander Luis Oviedo is designated for assignment. That is notable to us because Oviedo, as of yesterday, was here in Altoona. Didn't walk through the clubhouse at a time where I guess he was around today. It's possible, but know that Oviedo, member of the Pirates 40-man roster until just a couple of minutes ago, announced here by Pittsburgh. But assuming he passes through waivers, I suppose he will remain here in Altoona. Curve and New Hampshire Fisher Cats will have the first pitch of today's game coming up next. This is the U.S. Foods Curve Radio Network. In a world that leaves so little time for family, Boutique Air makes the perfect family getaway easy and perfectly affordable. With airfare starting as low as $29 one way, our friendly staff at Altoona Blair County Airport can assist you in planning your vacation with easy connections in BWI or Pittsburgh with United Airlines or American. The Altoona Blair County Airport offers free parking, and Boutique Air's flights will get you to your destination in just 35 minutes. So go ahead, make time, make memories, make it easy on your wallet, and fly Boutique Air.
Yuengling Traditional Lager, the beer for drinkers who know how to tap into their inner eagle and spread their wings. So prepare yourself for takeoff and let your night take flight.
Liftoff!
When your lips meet that cold, crisp amber lager, there's no looking back. So fly over the radar. Tonight's about the lager, and this lager is all about soaring higher. Yuengling Traditional Lager. Spread your wings. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's time for Altoona Curve Baseball. Curve Baseball is brought to you by Breeze Line, Superior Detailing, Roto-Rooter, 5-Star Mitsubishi, Yuengling, Toyota, the Greater Altoona Career and Technology Center, Bex Maintenance, Out of the Park Baseball 23, Town Resort in Lodge, the Firehouse Pizza Family Chill and Grill, Rolls Meat Market, Aircon Engineering, Olinger Brothers, Edgar Snyder and Associates, Link Computer Services, Quality Inn and Suites, Boutique Air, and Kunzler Meats. With the call, here's the voice of the Altoona Curve, John Moses.
Pleasant good evening from People's Natural Gas Field. The first of a doubleheader tonight here between the Curve and the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. Right-hander Carmen Majinski going through his warm-up tosses. His third start of the season takes place here tonight. He started on opening day against Harrisburg. Went 3 1/3 innings that day. Left a couple of runners on when he did, trailing 4-0. But both came around to score as Gilbert Lara hit a 3-run home run after Carmen left the ballgame. He allowed 2 runs in 4 innings in his last start at Richmond. Struck out 3 straight batters after allowing a solo home run to Brandon Marzorano to begin the 4th inning. So Majinski, 23-year-old right-hander from Hilton Head, South Carolina, finishing off his warm-up tosses. Interesting profile, 2 good fastballs, 4-seam and 2-seam. He will work in the low to mid-90s. He uses a cutter, slider, and changeup. Well-built right-hander at 6'2", 225 pounds, finishing off his warm-up tosses. He's a non-roster invitee to Pirates spring training this year. Right-hander drafted 31st overall by the Pirates in 2020 out of South Carolina. Right handers completed his warm-up tosses, working with the catcher Blake Sable today. And we are ready for baseball here this evening here in Altoona. Tanner Morris, the second baseman, will lead things off. No wind to speak of as we get set for play on a bit of a chilly and overcast evening.